Thank you, Joe.
Senator Sherman, Representative Edgecombe, members of the Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Committee. I have to turn this thing off for myself. I'm Bart Haig of Waterford. Inspired by Maine's North Woods, I've devoted a lifetime to planning and public works policy. To walk the talk, I manage my homestead, rather piddling 500-acre certified tree farm. I'm a small woodland owner, and Crooked River conservation land, dependent on unfragmented forest lands and forest economy, potentially threatened by the pressures of development coming up from the south into the Lurk territory of western Maine. I am pleased that the study committee has affirmed the need to protect Maine's priceless heritage in the Unorganized UT. While fine-tuning Lurk, and there are all sorts of excellent suggestions to do that, particularly developing more of a customer services approach, we must strengthen, not undermine, planning on a broad landscape and service area scale to protect these various assets. And we all agree these assets are unfragmented forests, headwaters of our great rivers in Maine, watersheds of our high-quality streams and lakes, unbroken mountain ranges that we hike and hunt, and the critical habitat. These are essential to Maine's brand with all sorts of economic implications. These transcend county boundaries. And that's a critical point. Accordingly, I oppose provisions in LD 1798 that would undermine the broad landscape scale, statewide and regional planning and zoning needed to guide development and conservation. New England counties are not geared up to planning or broader perspective zoning. Notably, we've heard all about objections to opting out and objections to county commissioners appointing themselves outside of the normal system. By and large, they lack the vision, the mandate, the mission statements, and training to do this kind of planning.
Mr. Haig?
As a forest landowner, we need to be confident we can maintain a statewide planning agency responsive to local needs that guide development and conservation to assure that we'll have the forests to support a critical mass of markets, the mills, the loggers, the equipment that my heirs and I need to have if we're going to continue our tree farm and provide the watershed benefits. And as taxpayers, we cannot afford the cost of dispersed infrastructure generated by sprawl. My last paragraph there goes into a number of issues dealing, for example, with DEP and some of the fine-tuning that I suggest you look at for the work session, particularly the issue of DEP, the site law. I think the general location of development needs to be under the LURC planning effort. How you're going to handle the detailed siting of structures that are in the approved location is something I think I commend to the work session. In closing, I want to emphasize that all these hearings have gone to, and all my experience has been that a lot of the complaints can be resolved by agencies giving careful attention to education and customer service. And I was pleased to see that the committee report and the Bill talk about training and customer service.
Thank you, Mr. Haig, and thank you for writing this out for us, because we'll have it right handy so we can review it. And I want to mention, like, Senator Schneider is leaving, and the senators had to leave, because you see the green light is on up there, and they're in session. They're considering what we did in the House, and as when they're done, it'll be shipped back to the House, and we'll have to consider what they did. That's the way politics works here in Augusta. So, but thank you very much for your testimony. Okay, we will continue with